This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Every engagement, an appointment that you have with God, I plead with you, take every second seriously. For you have no idea the moment of your own visitation. You have no idea, and you have you don't know. The Bible said to us that at the pool of Bethesda, the angel came from time to time to trouble the water. Whoever gets in there first gets the healing. In other words, there were many people who were there by the pool of Bethesda, but not everybody got healing. Not everybody got deliverance. Not everybody. The one who was ready and jumped in first. Many words are coming tonight, but you don't know which one is yours. But when you are sensitive, when yours comes, just grab it and say, Lord, I stand upon your word for my life. So shall it be established for you in Jesus' name. By the word of the Lord, none of us will go home disappointed tonight. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will cause his face to shine upon you. In the name of Jesus, the heavens will open upon you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be established in Jesus' name. We are moving into talk two tonight. Talking about unlimited power of God. We're going to cone it down. When we say something is unlimited, it has no beginning, it has no ending. You cannot quantify it. When you say something is limited, it means there is a certain thing that it can do and there are other things it cannot do. When we are talking about unlimited power of God, we are saying God can do all things. He can do all things. He can do all things. He's omnipotent. Omni means everything. Potent means power. That is God. And when we are talking about this God, this is the God we have come to meet tonight, brethren. Obama, as he is the president of the United States today, so to say, of the world today, guess what? His term is limited. Amen? His term is limited. A time is coming when whatever he says, nobody pays attention to it. He's a limited man. But guess what? Before Obama was, God was. Hey, praise God. And when there will no more be any president of the United States of America, God will be. God is unlimited in his power. The Bible says, anyone who is looking for help should go to the one who has all the power. Death could not hold Jesus captive in the grave. He came. The last enemy that shall be destroyed on earth is dead. Death threatens everybody. Nobody wants to die. Even the believers don't want to die. But the Bible says to be absent in this body is to be present with the Lord. He said, there is better than here. For some reason, people don't want to be there. Amen. Yet, praise the Lord. Man cannot answer all your problems. As a matter of fact, 3 John verse 2. The one who has all the power declares. He said, I wish above all things that you may prosper. If that were you, I would just claim that right away. He said, God said, I wish that I may prosper. You want to repeat that for yourself? God is wishing that I will prosper. But guess what? God wants us to prosper in all aspects of lives. He wants you to prosper in your health. He wants you to prosper spiritually. He doesn't want you to be a billionaire, but a spiritual non-entity. He wants you to be giant in the spirit. I want you to have all things at all time and all sufficiency in him. That is what God wants for you. That is what God wants for me. He said, I want you to prosper. I want you to. You know, some people, they hate that word. They said that's the message of the latter days. That is the word of God. There used to be a saying, say that that guy is as poor as church rats. But the story has changed. That guy is as rich as the church man. And that is me. Everybody, put your hand together for me. Put your hand together for me. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Because God said, I want Bode to prosper. Thank God for April 1st. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is what God says. Colossians 3:16. Colossians 3:16. The Bible says, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom. The word of God must be rich in you. Number one, first of all, when the word of God dwells in you richly, you will be able to draw the arsenal of the word of God that you need for each situation. For the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful. Remember, we are talking about a powerful God. When you have the word of God is powerful. The word of God has no limitation. The word of God cannot be resisted. The word of God pierces into the dividing asunder of soul. That is the word of God because it's powerful. Why? Because God, Jesus Christ himself, is the word. After he resurrected, the Bible said the power that resurrected Jesus Christ dwelleth in you. After he resurrected, he didn't need a key to open the door. And that is why the Bible said he sent forth his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God goes without restriction. Nobody can stop the word of God. And that is why when you are talking about God with unlimited power, the power of God rests in his word. Can you imagine somebody who just woke up one day and said, let there be light. And there was light. There was no research that was done. Let there be light. Have you ever thought about it? More than 75% of the whole world as we know it in our own galaxy is made of water. And the heart is just suspended on the water. When you dig deep, water below. Around it, water around. And there is water above falling as rain. And yet, nobody has been wiped away. Isn't that amazing? That is power. That is demonstration of power. And the one who has that is God, the Almighty God. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. He's a powerful God. He's a powerful God. Brethren, why am I going through this? I am letting us understand the God we have come to meet, he can do all things. He can do all things. The Bible says, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and all that there is in. Everything you can see belongs to God. The Bible says the 1,000 cattle on the hill, they belong to God. The Bible says silver and gold is mine, saith the Lord. God has everything. And he can decide to give anyone he wants. He can decide. He said, the Bible says, God reigns and rules in the affairs of men. And he can take the kingdom from one and give it to another. And nobody can challenge him. Why are you doing that? Praise God. There is no court of appeal for God because he's all powerful. He operates by decree. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is God. Let's see the interesting part of it. Because the Bible says, what I'm asked to talk about tonight, Talk about unlimited power of God in prosperity as authority of a believer. As authority of a believer. When you flip your Bible to Job chapter 22, Job chapter 22, verse 23, let me read from there. If you will return unto the Almighty God, you shall be built up. When you shall put iniquity far away from you, from the tabernacle, verse 24, that then shall thou lay up gold as dust. Praise the Lord. And the Almighty, verse 25, shall be your defense. Somebody caught it. God bless you. The Almighty shall be your defense. In the name of Jesus. Look at verse 27. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear you. I speak by this word of the Lord tonight. The Lord will hear your prayer tonight. Because the Lord is your defense, and you will offer your prayers to him, and he will hear you. The Lord will hear you tonight. I say again, the Lord will hear you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Where do you come in? Verse 28. He said, and you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. And the light shall shine upon your path. You. But they will decree a thing. It shall be established. When you say so tonight, it shall be established. The light will come upon your path. Every darkness will give way to light in the name of Jesus. No matter how dark it is, when the light comes, darkness disappears. He said, when you decree tonight, the light will come upon your way. I say by the word of the Lord, every darkness that is surrounding us tonight, it shall give way to light in the name of Jesus. We shall decree. You shall decree. We don't have to wait for Minister April. We don't have to wait for Pastor, because the word is in your mouth. He said, who will say, let us go to heaven, because to bring the word down. He said, the word is in your mouth. Let somebody shout hallelujah. You will decree a thing. The light will shine upon your path. Amen. Verse 29. He said, when men are saying there is a casting down, what will you say? What will you say? When everybody said there is economic meltdown, what will you say? Brethren, the purpose of God for you is not to live in penury. I wish above all things that you will prosper. Because the one who controls all the resources of the earth has spoken. The Bible says, once has God spoken. Twice. Year one, year two. I have heard that the power belongs to God. Everybody say, power belongs to God. Say, power belongs to God. The psalmist says, I was young. Now I am old. I have never seen a righteous man forsaking his seed begging bread. You will not beg bread. Your children will not beg bread. The Bible says a good man leave inheritance for his children and children's children. So shall be your portion. You will leave inheritance for your children. Your children's children will know that there was a grandfather because of you. One of the prayers we pray at the beginning of this year during the fasting is that we will be the generation that starts the prosperity. The curse is cut off from us. Generational curse have stopped with us in the name of Jesus. When you study the book of Kings, Chronicles, Psalms, what you will find there, King Uzziah did that which is good in the eyes of the Lord, like David, his father. Jeroboam did that which is wicked, like his dad, Ahab. There are always reference points in history. That is why the Yoruba people said, any king that reigned, whether good or bad, his name will never be raised from the book of Chronicles. When Obama leaves, his legacy lingers. Homosexuals is attached to his name. It cannot be deleted in the book of the Chronicles of the United States of America. What is your legacy? What is your legacy? He said, when a king, a good person rules, everybody rejoices. Brethren, tonight, the Lord wants us to prosper and be in good health. Okay. Praise the Lord. God knows how to provide for his own people. He knows how to provide for his own people. In the time when things are difficult, let's take the case study of Isaac, Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Genesis 26, verse 12. The Bible says, Isaac sowed in that land, and he received the same year 100-fold. And the Lord bless him. For you to have good comprehension of that statement, you need to know the circumstances of what surrounded that year. It was the year when people are not prospering. It was the year when people were complaining. It was the year when people, they are saying there is economic meltdown. It was the year when the people are saying there is a casting down. Isaac sought the face of the Lord, and God said, sow in this land, not in Egypt. Don't go to Egypt, sow in this land. Brethren, when the way of a man pleases the Lord, he will make his enemies to be at peace with him. In that place where they hated him, they loved him. He sowed there. He made 100%. More than 100%. He was in abundance. He was in abundance. That is what God wants for us. God will guide you on what to do. If you are confused before tonight as to what you should lay your hands upon to do, the Lord Almighty will show you. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, bless my hand. I want you to speak to you. Lift up your hand to heaven. Lord, bless my hand tonight. Anything I touch in the name of Jesus must be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Makayakaba, Shekebos, Makendorokobobobos. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will guide you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 32:27. God asked a question. He said, I am the God of all flesh. I am the God of all Christian. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? God, who has the all power, asked that question. Is there anything too hard for me? Mark 10:27 says, Jesus looking up unto them and said, with men it looks impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. The Bible says God is the one who raises somebody from the dunghill and make him to sit with the princes at the table. It was one day that Joseph woke up a prisoner. Before the end of that day, he became the prime minister. I'd like you to pray to the Almighty. Father, change the course of my life tonight. I want you to open your mouth and pray. Tonight, Lord, change the course of my life. No more. Lord, I'm tired of suffering. In the name of Jesus, change the course of my life. One day. Not 2 days, one day, in the name of Jesus. It may look impossible to you. Please look unto God, who is possible. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. With God, Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Many people toil to get some things done. With others, it is easy. God will make things easy for you. In the name of Jesus. God says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. God says in his word in Job 22, you will decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. I like you to leave this service tonight with that word of encouragement. That when you speak forth, it comes forth. Whatsoever you say with your mouth, when you believe, believe and you shall have it. And you will have it tonight in the name of Jesus. I say you will have it tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible says it is God who gives power to make wealth. It is God. It does not depend on your knowledge. Have you seen professors that cannot cater for themselves before? I have seen many. Have you seen the college dropouts that are controlling billions? I have heard of some. He said the race is not for the swift. He said time and chance happen to them all. But when God blesses a man, he's blessed forever. May the Lord bless you tonight. I said, may the Lord bless you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. David said, Psalm 37, verse 25. I was young now. I am old. I have never seen a righteous man forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Praise the Lord. What are some of the conditions we need to quickly take attention to in order for all of us to be able to enjoy the prosperity in God? What shall it be? In the book of Psalm 24, 3 and 4, Psalm 24, 3 and 4, there was a question that was posed. He said, who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He said, he gave us the answer. Sometimes, you know, I wonder why God just make it so simple. He sets question, he gives you the answer. He said, who we ascend into the holy place to tap all this prosperity we are talking about? He gave us the answer, verse 4. He said, the one with the pure heart, and the clean hand and the pure heart is the one. There is nothing we can get from God without living a holy life, brethren. We may chant it forever, but only the one with a clean hand, pure heart, is the one who will be able to do that. He said, I said before you today, life and death. He set a question, and he gave the answer. He said, choose life. Guess what? Some people still chose death. May that not be our portion in Jesus' name. You will prosper in Jesus' name. I said, you will prosper in Jesus' name. If you are a student, the Lord will grant you academic excellence. If you are seeking interview, God will grant you favor above your fellows. He said, therefore, the Lord your God has anointed you above your fellow. He said, therefore, God hates wickedness and iniquities. He loves righteousness. Therefore, you must love what God loves in order to set you above your fellow. You will do the same interview. They give you the criteria, the requirement, the cutoff point. You are lower in the cutoff point, and some are in the higher percentile of cutoff point, and you are chosen. I'm a beneficiary of what I just told you. My cutoff was not in the highest. One of them there, I was chosen for my residency. Praise the Lord. The favor of the Lord. The prosperity in the Lord. It is the one that is supplied by the unlimited power. Number one condition, we have to live a holy life. Praise the Lord. When we study in the book of Exodus, chapter 36, 3 to 6, one of the ways by which we can be prospered by the Lord, number one, is we have to give. Thank you, sir. We have to give unto the cause of the gospel. Of the work of God. There was a time the sanctuary was to be built for the Lord in the wilderness. You will remember the story of the children of Israel. The day they ate their first holy communion, the Passover lamb, which we are going to do tonight. That night, they ate the Passover, the holy communion. The Bible says there was soever they asked from the Egyptians, they gave it to them. Whatsoever they needed. Whatsoever. Gold, money, whatever it is. Raiment. Just take everything. Just go, 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 go. Prosperity from the Lord. You will recall, it took them 40 years in the wilderness. There was a time to build the sanctuary for the Lord in the wilderness. And God said to Moses, he said, Moses, tell my people to bring for the building of the sanctuary. The Bible says in that account, everybody was bringing offering every day. Not every Sunday. Not every Monday. Not every month. Every day, if you read the account, every day they were bringing the offering. They gathered so much to build the sanctuary. It was more than enough. Moses came back to church. Pastor Koye, people of God, don't bring more offering. We have enough to construct this service. Amen. Sanctuary. I received that for Salvation Center in Jesus' name. I say I received that for Salvation Center. Amen. He said, don't bring any more. What does that mean? For the rest of 40 years in the wilderness, they never lack anything. They didn't work. The food was not a problem. The secret insurance was not a problem. The Lord took care of them. The Lord will take care of you in the name of Jesus. What was the condition they gave to the building of the sanctuary? And the Lord said, because you did this, you will never know no lack in this dry land, in this wilderness. Whatsoever wilderness you are at, and the Lord will cater for you. I said, the Lord will provide for you. He said, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That shall be your portion in Jesus' name. So they did, and God took care of them. So we need to give. But then very soon, it's going to be announced, we're going to reconstruct this sanctuary to be fitting for the Lord. I believe the Lord will put resources in your hand. And for the rest of your life, the Lord will take care of you. In the name of Jesus. Brother, I'm not talking theory. When I'm talking about financial blessing, I'm not talking theory. I'm talking of what I know God can do. I'm talking of what I know God can do. Many years ago, when I hear people are giving some offering in thousands, I thought that was not possible. But it's possible. Praise the Lord. And God can lift us all up to that level. In the name of Jesus. They gave. One last example I will give is that Peter was another example. Jesus needed to preach. He was looking for a ship, a boat to use. Peter said, here's my boat, Lord. Jesus preached. After that, he said, what shall I give to you? Cast your net into the deep. He caught net-breaking fishes. The poverty of his life disappeared. Brethren, let us rise up on our feet to pray. In the next few minutes that we have, brother, you are serving an unlimited God. It's not limited in resources. He has all that is take to take care of you. The Bible says, after you have suffered for a while, and God of heaven of all grace is able to give you all things, to settle you and to establish you. If I were you, I begin to cry, Lord, Father, I have suffered enough tonight. I have suffered enough. Lord, establish me. God of all grace, I pray tonight, meet all my needs. Open your mouth and talk to the Almighty in the name of Jesus. Tell the Almighty, you have suffered enough. You have suffered enough. God of prosperity, I need you to prosper the work of my hand. I don't want to toil anymore. I don't want to toil anymore. I don't want to toil anymore. I don't want to toil anymore in the name of Jesus. The Yoruba proverb says, how can the child of a king be suffering? Omoba, no. Omoba, the child of the king cannot suffer. I want you to proclaim and say in this land, the land will yield its increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. The land, San Antonio, United States of America, will yield its increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, this land will yield its increase. This land will yield its increase. This land will yield its increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Your God is powerful, and you can decree it, and it will happen to you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord, because it is impossible for you to lie. Lord, you have spoken once. Tonight we have heard you two times. That all power belongs to you. Father, whatsoever power that the enemy has been using to shame down shackles, to hold your people in poverty, because your power is greater than the power of the enemy, let that power be shattered in the name of Jesus. Father, your wish for us as a church is that our church will be prosperous, is that individually we will be prosperous. Father, we tap into that realm tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, when you have blessed us, we will return. We will build you a sanctuary in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, receive all praise tonight in Jesus' name. If there are some people here tonight who know that the Lord has answered their prayer tonight, that you, for the rest of your life, you will know no lack, put your hands together for Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.